Beijing often used high-profile dissidents who were jailed as bargaining chips. This happened, for instance, in 1993 when top dissident Wei Jingsheng was released on the eve of the decision by the International Olympic Committee if Beijing or another city would be awarded the 2000 Olympics. Now, over the years, Beijing has gained enormous international influence and standing, so it doesn't really need this kind of bargaining anymore. But Claudia Mo, a member of LegCo, that is Hong Kong's parliament, thinks it's not a coincidence.
Come on, we have 365 days a year. I think, one, they want to make sure that Liu Xiaobo won't die in prison. And two, it's also an attempt to dilute international attention on Hong Kong. It is the 20th anniversary, and Xi Jinping is in town, and it would draw international attention. So it's one stone with two birds.
Human rights activists are now trying to get Liu Xiaobo and also his wife Liu Xia out of the country so he can be treated. Listen to James Tager, program manager with PEN America's Free Expression Program.
We are happy to hear that he's been released, but devastated to learn that it's under these conditions with this grave health issue. Liu Xiaobo is someone who never should have been imprisoned in the first place. Liu Xiaobo should be allowed to speak with family members, including his wife Liu Xia, who has not seen him in a long time. He should be able and allowed to travel outside of the country, including to receive the medical care that he chooses. And we call upon the Chinese authorities to allow him to do that.
But let's go to Liu Xiaobo himself. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2010 when he was already in jail, and he has become some sort of icon, a symbol for those in China who speak out and as a result find themselves in jail. But do we really know what he stands for? Critics say he's been pushing for full westernization of China too much. He calls, in fact, for regime change and, on the other hand, has supported the hardline U.S. policies of George W. Bush and his invasion in Iraq. Barry Sortman, political scientist with the Hong Kong University for Science and Technology, says that Liu Xiaobo isn't simply your average Chinese dissident who just wants democracy and an end to corruption.
It certainly is true that Liu Xiaobo advocated, in effect, regime change in China, that is, to establish a liberal democratic regime in China. But in the international context, he was a firm backer of U.S. foreign policy. That is, he supported all the wars launched by the United States, and he generally had a favorable attitude toward the history of colonialism with regard to British colonialism in Hong Kong, and even the Japanese presence in China.
But, he says, putting him in jail for expressing an opinion that Beijing doesn't like was a mistake.
It was utterly counterproductive to put Liu Xiaobo in jail. Of course, the Chinese state and other states in the world are entitled under international law to have different standards in terms of speech than the liberal democracies do. But that being said, it does no good at all to just clap him away in jail and not, in fact, take on the ideas that Liu Xiaobo propagated, which were ideas that would be extremely unpopular among the majority of people in China.
For Liu Xiaobo, the bottom line may be that it is all too late, even if Beijing will allow him to fly to the U.S. for medical treatment. And in the end, the warning is clear. Don't raise your voice, otherwise your life will be in grave danger.